With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House has passed a bill to end the nation's longest government shutdown. The vote Wednesday sends the measure to President Donald Trump for his signature after a historic 43-day funding lapse. The Senate had already passed the measure. Democrats wanted to extend an enhanced tax credit that lowers the cost of health coverage obtained through Affordable Care Act marketplaces and refused to go along with a spending bill that did not include that priority. But Republicans said that was a separate policy fight to be held at another time. They eventually prevailed as the shutdown took an increasing toll on the country. Even with an end to the government shutdown, snarled air flight schedules continue, correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I will never travel again.
Marilyn Ross had had it.
If I travel again, it'll be I will drive.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, made worse by the government shutdown. Their traffic controllers went unpaid.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had. They should get a bonus.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy echoing President Trump.
It'll be $10,000 depending on how many we have.
There is no timeline for when the flight cuts might ease. I'm Ben Tom.
A grandfather and his young granddaughter, an electrician with two young children, a woman standing in line at a scrap metal business. They are among the 14 people who died in a fiery crash of a UPS plane in Louisville last week. Their names were released Wednesday as Mayor Craig Greenberg laments lives that will forever be unfinished. This is SRN News. A Baptist Women's Conference marks a milestone.
The Lifeway Women's Leadership Forum has celebrated 30 years of ministry to women. Baptist Press says over 800 people gathered earlier this month for a conference at a church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Leaders reflected on their last three decades of women's ministry while prompting attendees to be prepared for the next 30 years of leadership, reflecting on themes of being trustworthy leaders grounded in God. George Williams reporting.
The Chicago Tribune, in a strongly worded editorial, called on Governor J.B. Pritzker to reject a controversial measure that would legalize assisted suicide in Illinois, warning of profound ethical dilemmas and risks to the most vulnerable. The editorial published Friday comes as the state grapples with the implications of House Bill 3100. The new pro-life advocates oppose that bill. This is SRN News. A fired college football coach has filed a lawsuit accusing his former school of trying to lessen his buyout. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has more.
Brian Kelly is suing LSU, arguing that the university is declining to acknowledge that the recently fired coach is owed his full $54 million buyout. The suit alleges that LSU representatives told Kelly's attorneys that the coach was never fully terminated October 26th because then athletic director Scott Woodward didn't have the authority to fire him. Woodward resigned under pressure soon after. The lawsuit says LSU representatives told Kelly's lawyers for the first time on Monday that the university intends to fire him for cause. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Washington Commanders are in Madrid to face the Miami Dolphins on Sunday in the NFL's final international game of the season. More details at SRNNews.com.